From Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The scripture that we've been reading tonight from the book of Romans, it's sort of a quick fire of many different topics. As Paul approaches the end of the letter, it's almost like he realizes that he has all these teachings that he still needs to share. Teachings about living in the world, teachings about being transformed, teachings about humility, teachings about gifts. We don't have time to even get to all of it tonight. So instead, we're going to focus on this: how we live in our lives now so that we aren't conformed to this world, but rather transformed. So first, what does it mean not to be conformed to this world? Now, I will be honest, many times when I hear this verse, it makes me a little bit uncomfortable because there's parts of the world that I really like. I like to buy new clothes, and I like coffee, and I like Chick-fil-A. And oftentimes, how we read this verse as Christians, it's like we're not supposed to live here in the world. Yet I wonder if there are different patterns of the world that we should be more concerned about. And these patterns, they're ones I know in my soul that I actually don't want to be conformed to. For example, I don't want to be conformed to a world where some people don't have access to healthcare, even when we're in a pandemic. And I don't want to have to be conformed to a world where parents have to make a choice between working and caring for their children. And I don't want to be conformed to a world where violence is more prevalent than peace. And I don't want to be conformed to a world where keeping people healthy becomes a political issue. And I don't want to be conformed to a world where children aren't always safe at home or at school or sometimes even at church. And I hope that you feel at least somewhat similar when you consider some of the injustice and hurts and hatred in our world today. And I wonder if maybe those are the patterns of the world that Paul is talking about here. Patterns of hate and evil and hopelessness. And it's as these types of patterns that he's warning us against conforming to. So sure, maybe we don't want to be conformed to these patterns that we see in these world, these patterns of injustice and death and hate and evil. But what can we possibly do about that? After all, you're just one singular person. We just live somewhere in Northeast Ohio. We don't have endless resources to help others. We're busy. We're not even really supposed to be going many places right now. We have our own families and our own jobs and our own lives. And are we really even conforming to many of these patterns of the world if they don't seem to even affect us in our everyday lives. Well, that's where the rest of the scripture comes in. Because Paul tells us, he says, don't be conformed, but be transformed. And how does he tell us to be transformed? Well, by the renewing of our minds. And what does that mean? Well, as we consider that, I want us to hear again that verse, but this time from the Message paraphrase of the scripture. It reads this: don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. So then, in order to be transformed, we have to fix our attention on God. And then we use our minds to develop a well-formed maturity. So we have to think. And we think about how we won't be conformed to the ways of hatred and evil in our world. So we first have to use our minds to be aware of them. We have to learn. We have to learn about different situations in our world so that we're informed, so that we're using our minds. Renew your mind. Discern the will of God. Learn about the injustice that so many in our world face. And be open to God to renew your mind. Be open to the possibility that God might point out to you that you're conforming a little more to the patterns of the world than you might want to admit. That by standing aside, that by letting things happen, that by not saying anything, that by not praying anything, that you might be conforming. So let God renew your mind. Think and let God develop maturity within you. So first, in order to not be conformed to the world, we let God transform us. And then second, Paul tells us that another way to not be conformed to the patterns of our world is to be together in a community. Now, in some ways, this makes a lot of sense. Much of the hurt in our world happens because people are not together in healthy community. Because people try to do everything on their own, and they're not being kept in check by others around them. And so we as Christians are called to be in community, to work together like all parts of a healthy body work together, to realize that we have gifts that matter and gifts that are important. Now, I know it's really difficult to be in community right now and the ways that we have been used to in the past. So let's talk about ways that we can be community now, in the moment. We can do that through listening and through being a living sacrifice to God. So first, we're a community that listens. This starts by listening through prayer. We pray for others facing trials, times of hurt and harm. Because part of being a community is praying for other people. And after we pray, we listen to others. We listen to those who might not feel welcome. We listen to those who are our neighbors. We listen to those who live far from us. And we hear their stories. Listening is part of being a community. Listening requires us to be humble. We are a community by listening, and we're a community when we all strive to be living sacrifices. What does it mean for us to be a living sacrifice? Well, again, I think that the Message paraphrase helps translate this verse. It says this: so here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, and you're walking around life. And place it before God as an offering. You know how we don't conform to this world? We make our life, every part of it, everything we do, an offering to God. When our lives are living sacrifices, it means that we view every part of them as part of our faith. And as part of our faith, it means that we should be considering if how we're living follows God. This means that our work lives are part of our faith lives. It means that our home lives are part of our faith lives. It means that what we do for enjoyment is part of our faith life. It means that how we spend our money is part of our faith life. It means that what we choose to read about and learn about and care about is all part of our faith life. And it means that we can't look at the rest of the world as unimportant or as not affecting us, because how we treat others and how we are a community, that's part of our faith life. So then you live your life as a living sacrifice, your whole life. This includes your mind and your thoughts and calls us to renew our minds as part of our transformation in the Christian life and be a living sacrifice together in community with others as part of the body of Christ. For we are called to not conform to the patterns of our world, patterns of injustice, of hopelessness, of death, of evil, of violence, and of oppression that we see all too much in our world today. And the only way that we won't conform to these patterns is if we live as a community of faith, as living sacrifices to our God, transformed into people of prayer, people of action, people who listen, and people who use the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given us to bring about love, hope, grace, and change in our world. When Jesus came and lived among us, he showed us what it was like to live as a living sacrifice to God, where each and everything he did, each and every day of his life, was about living in faith and relationship to Christ. He took ordinary objects, ordinary moments, and turned them into moments of faith. He did that when he gathered with his disciples around a table, and he took bread, and he gave thanks to God, and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, and it's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, when the supper was over, he took the cup and he gave thanks to God and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for each and every one of you that you might receive forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Eternal God, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Here in our church, we practice an open table of communion. That means we invite everyone to receive communion with us this evening by Christ, to live as a living sacrifice to God, making each and every part of your day a part of your faith. Go in peace. Amen.